Are you going to tell me when my time's getting close? You are. Okay, great. Hi, I'm Laura. I'm an alcoholic. I'm really happy to be here. This is a really great meeting. I love to see you all. And I just love kind of picking up where the last speaker left off. There are just so many great people in AA that I probably never would have known if I wasn't an alcoholic. You know, there's just so many people from so many different walks of life. And I don't know of any other place where you get to know so many different kinds of people and so many different perspectives. And I'm really grateful for that. So I got sober in 1991, April 27th, 1991. I was 7 years old. No, I am now 55 years old, and I have been married for 28 years, and I have two kids, and none of my nuclear family has ever seen me drunk. They've never seen me drink, and I'm really grateful for that. And I think I've already said the word grateful about five times, and that is a big piece of my story, is practicing gratitude. That's how I got sober, that's how I started my relationship with God, and that's how I stay in a serene state today, is by practicing gratitude. So I'll tell you my story. I was adopted as an infant, and I never thought that was significant for years and years and years, but it is. It was a traumatic event that happened at the beginning of my life. And that, I don't think, caused me to have insecurity. I don't really know what caused it, but I know as an alcoholic, I have a lot of fear, doubt, and insecurity. You know, I just see it all the time, and I still do. It's better, you know, it's a lot better, and I know how to deal with it. I used to walk through life with what I call bravado. Like, I'm great. I'm fine. Everything's fine. And I remember I would go into new groups of people, and after I got to know the people after a while, I'd say, you know, when I came, it seemed like nobody wanted to be friends with me. And they're like, it seemed like you didn't need friends, you know, because that's how I would appear all the time. Like, I've got my stuff together. I know what I'm doing. And I had no idea. I like the thing with the hands, right? What do I do with my hands? You know, I didn't look like that at all. Nobody would have known, but like I was always just so insecure. And I still have a lot of fear, you know. But thankfully I have a higher power and I can pray and I feel okay. Like I feel, I a lot of times feel the shield of my higher power around me, you know, and I feel safe. So I was adopted when I was 3 and a half, my parents divorced, you know, so some traumatic events when I was really young. Then my mother married my stepfather, who he was an active alcoholic until I was 8. And that's when they got married, when I was 8, because she said, I will not marry you unless you stop drinking. And that's when they started in 12-step programs. My dad went to AA. He's been sober ever since, my stepdad. And my mom started Al-Anon. And so I was introduced to the 12 steps when I was really young. My mom taught me let go and let God. I think I made I know I did. I made, in home ec, I made this wall hanging that said let go and let God. I did. You know, my mom at one point decided to, they bought a new house and she had 12 steps installed to come from our driveway up to our house. You know, she made them so they were exactly 12 steps. Like, my mom, we lived in Pennsylvania near a really well-known rehab, and my mom worked in the family program there. So, like, a lot of program stuff was all around us. I remember meeting, I had a friend in middle school, and she said, you know, our dads go to that AAA together. So, somehow she knew that, but, you know, it was part of what I grew up with. I didn't go to Alateen or anything. I don't know why. Nobody ever suggested that to me, but I didn't. But so when I was in high school, in 10th grade, you know, so I was probably like 15, I had to write a term paper, you know, a research paper, and I wrote a paper on the families of alcoholics. And I identified as, you know, if you've ever studied any of that, I was a hero. I did really well in school. I just looked good all the time, you know, everything. That was me, and it went along with that bravado, you know, like, I'm going to look great. My stepbrother was a scapegoat. Like, he could do nothing right, and, you know, so I wrote this paper, and I understood family really well, and I said, I'm never going to be an alcoholic. Like, that's just not going to happen to me. This is awful. It's not going to happen to me. And then 2 years later, I had my first blackout. So, and that's pretty much how my drinking was. Like, I hear people talk about, like, I drank and I felt great. I really don't remember ever feeling great from drinking. Like, I don't remember much good about it, which I'm also thankful for today, because, you know, it's not like I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should try that again. Not today, I'm not. But, yeah, one of the first times in college I drank a lot of beer, but in high school I didn't drink beer. It was liquor, and like I said, one of the first times I remember I don't remember because I was blacked out, but I went to a movie with my friends, and afterwards they said, you were so funny. I guess I was being really obnoxious the whole time, and that's kind of how it was. And so sometimes it was funny like that. My friends would tell me funny things I did. And sometimes I woke up in places that I, you know, I didn't know how I got there, and very ashamed, and doing things that I did not want to be doing. One time I came out of a blackout. I was driving a car about to drive off a pier into the water. And, you know, the guy who was with me grabbed the wheel and turned, you know. I know my higher power was there that day. That would have been a mess. You know, I don't even know if we would have survived. So that's what my drinking was like. So that was high school. I mean, multiple times when I blacked out and did horrible things. I remember then having to go to school, and then just that shame because I had done something really awful, and all the girls hated me, you know, for a while. And so let's see, what else do I want to say about high school? Not much else. And then in college, I went to a party school. And so it didn't, you know, from the outside, people didn't know how bad I was. And when I finally stopped drinking, I was 23 when I got sober. My best friend said to me, I never knew that you were blacking out. She said, I thought you were just lying because you were so embarrassed by what you had done, you know, which is, I mean, she really thought that. But I really was blacking out, and my friends weren't blacking out. And, you know, to black out over and over and over again and to think it's a good idea to drink again, that's just crazy, you know? Like, that's how I know I am an alcoholic, you know? I know other people who are not alcoholics who maybe blacked out once, and they're like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. And so the next time they just have one or two beers, you know, because they know that's a bad idea. So that was what my drinking was like. And by the end, you know, I remember carrying about a bottle of Captain Morgan spiced rum. Like, that was like the thing I was into at the end. So what got me into AA is I had just one really bad last drunk. It was an all-day affair. I graduated from college. I graduated in chemical engineering. That was my major. So I still kind of did well. My first couple years, I did better. Then not so good, and I worked really hard to graduate with a 3.0, which, like, I mean, I was, like, all through high school a 4.0 student and more, you know, like, just really excelling. So, I mean, I'm not saying that to brag, but just to say what alcohol did to me, like, I was not performing well at all. And so I did graduate. I had a couple job offers, but I didn't take them. And, you know, today I know that's because I was scared. I was scared of real life, you know, and what that would mean. I stayed in my college town, and I got a job at a lab with one of my professors. So it wasn't, like, an awful job, but, you know, it wasn't the kind of jobs I was offered. And I drank a lot. And at the end of that year, I spent the whole day drinking. I, you know, again, it was another time. I have no idea how I got home. Somehow I lost the keys to my car. I lost my wallet. I lost a camera that I had, you know, expensive camera. And woke up the next morning, and I had been into running at the same time. And that morning, I tried to go out for a run and just, you know, felt miserable. And somehow, it just hit me, and I knew. I guess, let me back up. Like, a year before that, when maybe 2 years, actually, my 21st birthday, I drank, you know, I remember I got this drink that they put 21 shots in it. Like, I'm a little person. That's, you know, crazy. And that night, you know, my friend was, like, giving me a piggyback ride because I could barely walk. And I fell. I broke my teeth. I scraped up my whole face. I was supposed to meet my mom the next day. And I didn't. So I called her. I said, I can't make it. And she said to me that day, Laura, I want you to look at how many areas of your life is drinking affecting. I didn't even tell her that I'd been drinking, but, you know, she knew. She was my mom. She was in Al-Anon. She knew. And, you know, so that was in my head. And so this next year, April 27, 1991, is when I knew that I needed help. And so I was in school in Virginia. I went back to Pennsylvania, where my parents were from, and I started in outpatient rehab. And actually, before that, I had gone to some adult children of alcoholics meetings because I was like, something's wrong with me. I need help. But this was kind of the key, like, hey, I'm an alcoholic. Like, I just knew. And so tried an outpatient rehab. All the feelings started coming up, you know, all those feelings that I'd been shoving down, and I couldn't deal with it. And I said, I want to go to inpatient rehab. So I did that, and I got to go for 3 weeks. It was amazing. Like, there were some other people there who really wanted to be there. That's where I had a spiritual experience. That's where gratitude came in for the first time. I got on my knees every night, and I started this gratitude list. And every night, I would thank God for all these things on my list. And I would add to it. And then every night, I was getting on my knees. I then lived in a halfway house for a time. I got a sponsor who took me through the steps. She was awesome. So I don't have a lot of time left, but I do want to tell you the rest of the story, because I've been sober ever since, and I'm so thankful for that. I never drank again. But after a few years, I didn't go to AA anymore. I was part of a church family, and it was a church where people didn't drink, which I'm so thankful for, because I didn't drink either, you know, so it was a really safe place. And I still developed a relationship with God. But I have other addictions, and one of them is a food addiction. And eventually, that started to kick my butt. And so years later, I came back into 12-step programs. I started coming to AA again, and I went to another program for food addiction. And then I decided to leave again. And then years later, you know, so now I've been back in 12-step programs for about 7.5 years. But before I did, what's interesting is I never did drink again, but I started to think about drinking again. And my thought was, when my mom passes away, I'll start drinking again, because I knew it would kill her, you know, that she just, I couldn't do that to her. And that's, you know, like I heard someone before the meeting say, the mental the mental drunkenness comes in before the actual drink. Like, I have to keep myself in sobriety. And I'm thankful I never did drink again, and I got myself back into my program for food addiction. So what are the things I do? I guess I want to share that. Like, what are those things that help me stay in sobriety? I get on my knees every morning and every night. Like, this isn't just a program with a spiritual component. This is a spiritual program, and I have to maintain my relationship with God. I have to rely on God. I can talk about God, or I can really rely on him. And that whole thing about getting on my knees every morning, I do still do that every morning. And sometimes, you know, when I do it, I'm kind of like, oh, I can stay sober today. But I really can't, you know, on a regular basis. I have a sponsor. I actually have, like, regular set times that I call my sponsor 3 times a week. I read, you know, literature every day. I read the big book every single day. I read the 24 hours a day book every day. I spend a half hour of quiet time every day where I just sit quietly and commune with my higher power. I pray. I go to meetings. I sponsor other people. I make a lot of phone calls. Like, I talk to multiple people every day in program. And I keep working the steps. I every 2 years, I work through all the steps and keep doing that, because new things come up. Like, I've changed a lot, but like I said, I still have a lot of defects. I still have a lot of fear, doubt, insecurity in my life, and I need to keep growing and keep changing. I've heard, you know, people say, the same person will drink again. You know, if I stay the same, I'll drink again. So I have to change. And I'm really thankful for the way that I've been changing. So thank you for having me here. I'm Laura, I'm an alcoholic.